We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texter says, somewhat like the people making up problems to create NIL. I didn't make up the problem that there's billions of dollars floating around and the people providing the product weren't getting a cut of it, right?
Look at scholarships.
Okay. I mean, again, if your boss is making a billion and he's paying you minimum wage and you're doing most of the work, right, you're probably going to have a problem with that. Anyway, welcome back. The Rob Brown Show. Hour numero dos is on your radio. I am Rob Brown, the great one. Lonzo Reitzel on the other side of the glass, metaphorically speaking. Today, my co-host, my partner in crime, and executive producer, the alpha and the omega of the upstate. I'm just giving you the whole upstate now. We have got a lot of things to get into. We are underway in Group H play at the World Cup. Ghana and Uruguay are on right now. Luis Suarez and company are trying to get themselves moved on. It's been a great World Cup, man. Been a phenomenal World Cup. Competition-wise, Qatar sucks, and everything about FIFA sucks. But the guys on the pitch have made it at least competitive and, you know, exciting. So, we'll talk about that as Captain America Christian Pulisic is slated to play in tomorrow's game against the Dutch, at least according to Greg Berhalter. Christian did say that, you know, he got asked about the pelvic contusion that he suffered while scoring the game-winning goal against Iran back on Tuesday. And you know, folks wanted an answer, though, and Pulisic said he did not get hit in the boys.
Midsection.
The groin. He did not lose a groin.
Things are intact.
Yes. There may still yet be an opportunity for future Christian Pulisic Jr. for the U.S. men's national team. Anyway, he had a pelvic contusion. He said he's going to do everything in his power to be able to go on tomorrow morning against the Dutch. And Greg Berhalter has also since said that he believes he'll play. Josh Sargent is the question mark. Remember, Sargent on a breakaway down the left side of the pitch had to hurdle over an Iranian defender, and when he came down, his knee hyperextended in on him. It was pretty brutal to watch. Sargent did have to be removed from the game as well, and looks like he is a bigger question mark than Christian Pulisic for tomorrow's elimination round game against the Netherlands. So we'll see if Josh Sargent is available. Anybody. And I'm not going to do a ton of World Cup here. I'm not doing the whole segment on it, but I am going to ask one question, and I want y'all's thoughts on it before we get to some World Cup talk in the final hour of the show. Here is my sincere question. Can anybody explain to me why it is Jay Arena is not playing? Can anybody explain to me why it is that Gio is not getting his time? I know that there's been some criticisms between Gio and Greg Berhalter. Some of them absolutely warranted, others not. But why is Gio Reyna not playing? The guy is likely the most capable on-the-ball producer that you have on this roster. The dude is probably the most unique and creative in terms of touch on the football that you have on this roster. Would open up the field, as far as I am concerned, massively for Pulisic, for Weah up top. And he's gotten what? He got a couple of minutes worth of PT against England a few days ago. And that's really it. Did not see the pitch against Wales. Did not see it against and both games where we were thoroughly in control of possession and offense. And the most creative player you have with the soccer ball was not on the field. Can anyone explain that to me? Because I got nothing. I got nothing. We'll talk more World Cup coming up in the third hour of the radio broadcast today. But wanted to get into the ACC championship game, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk a little bit about it. North Carolina, come on and raise up. Welcoming the Clemson Tigers up into Charlotte coming up tomorrow. And I am intrigued. Clemson is the better football team, okay? I don't know that I would have agreed with that a number of weeks ago, but then North Carolina, for whatever reason, just had a massive fall off. Just a massive fall off. North Carolina, with the loss to Georgia Tech, really did themselves in. I don't know how. I don't know why. But Drake May, as good as Drake May has been, just was not up to snuff. North Carolina, as an offense, has just been not up to snuff. And despite a loss to South Carolina, Clemson still finds themselves, though, on a neutral site as 7.5-point favorites in this one and minus 305 on the money line.
Well, they should be, shouldn't they? I mean, yeah, they've had a couple blips on the radar, and I keep joking about the fact that South Carolina beat Clemson because they did, but they lost by 1 point to a team that put up 63 points the game before. So what people want to poo-poo it and whatever words you want to use as far as that loss goes, but still they lost to a pretty good team, a team that's come on at the end of the season. Clemson is what they are. I mean they are not what they are in the past, but they're still the best team in the ACC. They're not going to lose tomorrow.
I mean, did we all say that last Friday, too, though?
I didn't. I wasn't here.
Did we all say that last Wednesday, though?
I wasn't here last Wednesday either.
So
I didn't pick it. I probably would have picked Clemson to win that game,
though. Yes, we all pick Clemson.
But again, now that was Clemson going up against an SEC team. This is Clemson going up against an ACC team. And Clemson doesn't lose to ACC teams. They don't.
So the last time North Carolina won an ACC football game. The last time that North Carolina won an ACC football championship, Jimmy Carter was president. Jimmy Carter, for those of you that are kids, he was the president like a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like 70s.
By the way, Zoe, just to bring you down, yesterday was 80s night at the Rabbits game, and we did a game of Finish a Lyric, right, where we play a song up on the board, and we cut out a part of the audio, and you got to guess multiple choice which one's the lyric. And, of course, for 80s night, it was Never Gonna Give You Up, right? So we play the Rick Astley.
So you guys just Rick rolled the entire
whole arena.
Yeah, okay.
Whole arena.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was my idea. I'm not saying it wasn't my idea.
It's a great job.
So the cheerleaders, the Swamp Rabbettes, they grab a couple of contestants, and they grab two younger girls to play this game. And the game plays, and it's like, never going to give you up, never going to let you down, fill in the blank, right? We're like, all right, do you know the lyric? And one of the two girls is like, sure do, it's B. And I'm like, dude, that's awesome, man. How did you know that? That song's older than you. And she goes, oh, I've heard it on TikTok before. I wanted to just run far away.
Yeah, but see, this is
But then my knee started hurting, so I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's a different song, though. I mean, the Rick Roll thing will go on forever, probably.
Oh.
Far after we're gone.
Knew it from TikTok. The best part about that, Lonzo.
However music is spread, it's a good thing.
No, I'm good with it. Generations opening up to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. The young lady was born in 2010.
So this portion of the Rob Brown Show was
brought
to make
you by
me,
Metamucil.
Was meant to make me feel old, but what you're really saying is you feel old.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Correct. I was born in 2010. I was done with college. I was working. I was in this career in 2010. Anyway.
Yeah, me too. And I had been in it for like 13 years. So, but anyway.
The last time that North Carolina won an ACC championship, Rick Astley wasn't in a recording studio yet. That's how long it's been. 41 years since the Heels won the ACC title game, and now they're back.
So do they have a chance at all? Do you think they have a chance at all to beat Clemson?
Yes.
There's a possibility that Clemson is still down from the loss last week, and they can't pick themselves back up, knowing that they have no shot at getting in the playoff or anything like that. But I don't believe that. I don't think that's going to happen.
Here's the question. We asked, what South Carolina team were we going to get? The one that scored 10 at home to Mizzou? The one that scored 0 on the road at Florida? Or the one that put up 63 against Tennessee? We also asked, what Clemson team are we going to get? Are we going to get the one that pulled a demolition job on Miami and did everything right the way they were supposed to? Or are we going to get the team that played Syracuse at home, turned the ball over a bunch of times, made some dumb mental mistakes, and cost themselves the football game? And I said the combination of those two answers is likely somewhere in the middle, an average, and whichever team is more like one of their two extremes will win. South Carolina was more the team it was against Tennessee, against a much better defense in Clemson, and Clemson was in the middle, but more Syracuse Clemson than Miami Clemson, right? And South Carolina took advantage and won by a point. It's the same situation in this game. My question, Lonzo, is, do we get the North Carolina that is dialed in, that is focused, the team that was averaging more than 40 points, and up until the last 4 weeks of the season, was ranked amongst the national leaders in every offensive statistic? Or do we get the North Carolina that in its last 3 weeks scored just 4 touchdowns and 12 visits to the red zone, was 9 for 34 in third down situations, and averaged just 22 points across those games, which includes extra time against NC State. If you get the first 8 or 9 weeks North Carolina, Lonzo, North Carolina can absolutely win the football game. Offensively, North Carolina has every bit the potential to be better than South Carolina was offensively, with the exception of the Tennessee game, right? Unless they are just off, which they have been off for a hot minute, North Carolina has the capability to be better offensively than South Carolina. Statistically speaking and subjectively speaking, we've seen it. But for whatever reason, North Carolina just kind of blew it the last few weeks. They just got away from themselves, lost their identity a little bit, and Mac Brown's got a big challenge ahead of him to figure out how to get it back, right? And I frankly don't know what the answer to that is. I don't know what the answer is to how do you get that mojo back that you had early in the season. If they do, Clemson's in trouble. I don't care how well Clemson plays. If North Carolina shows up as the weeks 1 through 9 version of themselves, North Carolina wins the game. The good news for Clemson is that NC disappeared a number of weeks ago and has not been back since.
Yeah, I'm just not buying it. You're not convincing me. Clemson comes back and they win this thing strong, unless they take DJ out and put in Kate. In which case, they might be in trouble.
Let's see. Let's go back and look at their numbers. North Carolina, the last 2 weeks of the season.
How are they against the run? I'm curious.
Very average. Very pedestrian. But again, here's my other question. I go back to the Clemson game.
How's Clemson's defense against anything, I guess, right now?
not as good as they should be.
Exactly.
Not as good as they should be. And that's part of why I'm saying if the good Drake May shows up, if the Drake May that went up against Notre Dame and put 32 on them, they did lose that game, but put up 32. If the Drake May that put 41 up against Tech, if the Drake May that put up 38 and won a clutch game against Duke, 42 against Pitt, 31 against Virginia, 36 against Wake, if that Drake May shows up, they got a chance. Here's the other part of it. You mentioned the rush game. DJ, who is starting this game, not only did Dabo clarify that, but by golly, was he heated when he did, right? He is standing with Big Cinco. He is entrenched with Big Cinco. DJ went 8 of 29 for 99, a touch and a pick against South Carolina. I don't care if that DJ shows up. I don't care if DJ goes 21 of 29 for 350 and 4 touches against South Carolina. Will Shipley had better touch the football a lot. A lot he better touch the football. He had 15 carries against South Carolina. Lonzo, I went like 24. You could work in Phil Maffa. Maffa had 7 touches against the Gamecocks. I would love to double Maffa's touches and see Shipley add 10 more to his, right? Shipley goes 25 times. Let Phil Maffa go 15. I'm talking, and yes, I am talking about running the ball 40 times. Clemson went 29 passes, 37 rushes, and keep in mind that of those 37, a dozen were for DJ, of which maybe half were designed. So really the numbers are more like 35 passes and 30 runs. That's not the number I'm looking for if you want to beat Carolina. I do not want 50-50 play calling. I want 75% run, 25% pass. I'm not saying bottle up DJ. I'm not saying don't let him throw the ball, because there were a few games where DJ Uiagalelei looked good. And I don't want to miss out if he's having a good day, especially since this might very well be the last game DJ Uiagalelei quarterbacks for the Clemson Tigers. In fact, I suspect it is. But in case he's having a good day.
You're not doing that thing that where you think he's leaving.
I think he's leaving.
To another college?
Yeah, I think he transfers.
Why?
Because he's not your starter next year.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
He's not your starter next year.
I don't believe it. Why? Why would he not be your starter?
I'm going to come back to that in the next segment. I'll come back to that in the next segment. I don't want to miss out if DJ Uiagalelei happens to be having a good day on Saturday. I don't want to not give him the chance to have a good day on Saturday. What I do want to say is if we are going to have a day where Clemson wins this thing comfortably, like they have the capability of doing, I think it's got to be on Will Shipley's legs. I think defensively, you better never let May get comfortable. Don't let him get set. Don't let his timing get down. Don't let him develop a rhythm. Don't let him develop a routine. I want you to not let them get comfortable. Disrupt. Stunts. Runs in and out. Bring extra pressure. Bring extra heat. Keep everything in front of you and make sure that he doesn't revert. Because if Drake May reverts back to the guy he was the first 9 weeks of the season, Clemson will be in trouble. If you can disrupt him and keep him out of that routine and keep him on the sideline, then you got a chance. Texter says, fan, don't throw the goddamn football. You can, he says, go Tigers at the end of that. Yeah. Run the got dang football, as Richard Sherman said.
You know, I hope you guys are right now. I hope that DJ does leave and you get what you've been wanting. and then you'll be wishing he was back. But I don't think he's going anywhere. And I think he's going to have a great game tomorrow. And then the fickle fans that one day, I want him gone. The next day, did you see him? Did you see my Tigers? Did you see DJ? He threw that ball like nobody's business. Go Tigers.
Sincere question. How many games this year did DJ Uiagalelei have that you look back at now and go, that was special?
I would never look back at a Clemson game unless someone made me.
Okay, I'll answer for you. About three.
So you're saying he did have some of those games then, which means he's capable and he's going up against another right. ACC team.
But capable and consistent are not the same thing. Listen, if you go into this game and you're running and DJ's throwing
If he's as bad as everyone is saying he is, how's he going somewhere else?
Nope, it's not. Is he bad? It's is he consistently good for a team that has playoff
all right,
expectations?
If he is as
DJ
inconsistent.
Is good enough, DJ is good enough for Arizona State. He's good enough for Arizona. He's good enough for Utah.
Not going anywhere. You've been catching that, whatever that is, that's happening later on in the day.
Let's take a break. Let's come back and talk about that. In fact, not even talk about it. I want you guys to answer me the question. I want you guys to answer me the question. DJ Uiagalelei, you get to decide his future. Where's he playing next year? Is he back under the orange helmet, or is it somewhere else? My thought, he's got to go. For him, not even for Clemson, for him. And I'll tell you why when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate. Robin, Lonzo, and you, 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the radio broadcast. We'd love to have you on board with us. DJ Uiagalelei going to start the ACC Championship game coming up tomorrow. I have a theory. A lot of folks asking why, when DJ was struggling so much against the Gamecocks on Saturday, why it was that Cade Klubnik wasn't given a chance. And my answer is going to be primarily because, and again, the coaching staff, keep in mind before I say this, in the games that Cade Klubnik has played so far this year, he hasn't really been trusted to turn the ball loose, or at least it's not been play called to give him the chance for whatever reason, right? You go back to Notre Dame, you go back to Syracuse. He was effectively, as Lonzo was loved to point out, a handoff machine, right? I think he's thrown probably, what, maybe a dozen total passes so far this year?
And some of them were to the other team.
You have not seen Cade Klubnik be given the opportunity really to turn it loose yet. I think part of the reason is twofold. Number one, young guy, you want to work him into a routine, right? Like, you don't want to sling him out there and be like, hey, our Heisman caliber quarterback hasn't been, you know, that, so now we want you to do it. You don't want to put that pressure on that guy in year number one, in his first handful of games on campus. But why wasn't he given a crack at it in the game against South Carolina? My theory is this. Dabo knew the ACC championship game was coming up this weekend. Dabo knew that if he goes to Cade in that spot and they turn Cade loose and Cade rips it down the field and has a good day, Dabo now has to bench DJ for the ACC title game. We have talked about a lot of faults, perceived, real, contrived, or otherwise, of one Dabo Swinney. And what are the ones that I have seen Dabo be labeled with from Clemson fans primarily is that he's loyal to a fault, right? That he is loyal to the detriment of the football team at times. That he will stick with a guy who is underperforming in the name of loyalty before he will make what should be an obvious switch to fans, right? And Dabo's not the only one that's done that before.
Yeah, because, you know, fans know more than the coach does. Do you think maybe he has no confidence in Cade, and that's the reason why he didn't go to him? Do you think maybe running the ball wasn't going to win that game for him and he needed to throw the ball, and maybe the better chance to actually throw the ball would be to leave DJ in there? Possibly, maybe.
I think possibly. For the record, this is not me making a definitive statement. Do I think that Dabo is loyal to a fault? As somebody who puts a lot of emphasis on, as somebody who puts a hefty, hefty priority on loyalty, I get it. I have also been labeled loyal to a fault. I have let people walk over me and given them the credit, the benefit of the doubt that something was a mistake, something was an oversight, something was an oopsie, as opposed to just going, yeah, that person screwed me, right? I get it.
I feel like saying that that people saying that DJ is going somewhere else next year is, it's far-reaching, it's trying to appease a fan base. And I just would like to know where this is coming from. I want to know if there's inside information that makes you believe.
Is DJ Uiagalelei good enough to get you to a playoff? That's a yes or no question.
He is not the problem.
Is he good enough to get you to a playoff?
Absolutely, if you have a good defense.
Disagree.
If you have a good defense, which Clemson does not.
I disagree. I don't think that I don't think
you have better play calling, which Clemson does not.
I don't disagree with that either. I think coordinators are a problem. I think Dabo made a mistake going and hiring from within and picking Brandon Streeter as the offensive coordinator. I think it was a mistake, and I think in hindsight he recognizes that. And I think Dabo's going to have a very tough decision to make this offseason. I think the play calling has been bad. I'm not arguing with that. Even with bad play calling, DJ has missed a lot. DJ's missed a lot. And again, big DJ guy over here, right? I did not like DJ when he showed up. And in retrospect, going back, thinking about it a little bit more, he won me over, right? Because the problems that I think DJ has are primarily generated in his own head. And I don't put it on him. I've told you guys 100 times and 100 times again. I think the problem with DJ Uiagalelei is that DJ thought, Kelly, Trevor, Deshaun, I'm next in line. I'm the heir to QBU throne, right? And all I got to do is show up and be DJ Uiagalelei, and I'm going to be fine. I think that Big Cinco found himself in a situation where Papa, Big Dave, created a brand for a kid before there was any substance to it. I think that, sorry, I don't mean it with any disrespect, but I think that in recruiting, and this is something that coaches are going to struggle with for a very long time. In recruiting DJ, Dabo was like, you're the best, you're the guy, right? You're the guy. You're the man.
Yeah, but
it's your campus.
That's what every recruiter tells a prospective player.
I would say
in.
Respectfully, you don't know that, right? It's an assumption, and it's a fair assumption, but I don't think you can know that. I don't know what recruiting pitch. I know what Nick Saban's recruiting pitches have sounded like.
How do you know that I wasn't recruited? I mean, you don't know that.
You weren't recruited by Dabo.
Yeah, because he's younger than me, so that would have been, kind of weird.
I think that Dabo had his brand built around him. Excuse me, DJ had his brand built around him by Dabo, by Big Dave, before he ever stepped up to the plate. And when he did, he walked over there with a big head. I think year number one was a humbling experience for DJ Uiagalelei. I think year number two proved that he ain't Trevor, that he ain't Deshaun, that he ain't Kelly, that he ain't the heir to that throne, right? But I also think that a large chunk of that is what's inside the old noggin for one DJ Uiagalelei. I think that DJ is very receptive to praise, but I think he's also very receptive to criticism. And by the way, as somebody who knows all about that, right? Somebody who knows all about that.
Come on now, you're beloved by everyone.
It's true. Everybody loves Rob Brown. Everybody loves RB. As somebody who is hypersensitive to criticism, as Lonzo can tell you, somebody with sway gives me criticism, it eats at me for like a hot minute, right? Lonzo will tell you. I have had days where I've sat in the office looking for a cardboard box to pack my stuff up because I was like, all right, well, they're going to fire me because of one little bit of criticism. I get it. It's hard to learn to deal with that and to get over that. I am 30. I'm almost 38 years old, and I am just kind of learning that criticism does not mean you suck and you're fired. Sometimes it just means, hey, we need this to be better, and that's okay, right? For a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid, that's tough. That's not a lesson you learn that early. But the problem and the reason that I think DJ goes is not because of DJ's inability to process criticism. It is because Clemson fans expect a playoff berth and nothing else. And
but what?
And in expecting a playoff berth, Lonzo, because fans are fans, they're going to put it on the most visible, which is DJ. They're going to put it on DJ. It's DJ's fault. We have heard all season. We heard all offseason and this season that the Clemson struggle on offense is because of DJ. I'm not saying that it is. I think there's plenty to go around. I think there are some talented wide receivers, but they did not develop the way we expected them to. I think the offensive line is a step down from where it's been in years past. I think the play calling has been pedestrian at best. Right? I think there are 5 or 6 reasons that the Clemson offense hasn't been that good. But the fans point at DJ Uiagalelei.
See, that's the problem. Don't give them the power they think they have. Fans do not have the power to hire or fire a player. They do not. They don't. They think they do. And I get it. I get it. You believe that you know more than the coaches and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about fans of any team, not just Clemson. And yes, they're loud, they're proud, all that kind of stuff. Good for them. That's what you should be as a fan base. But you are acting like that fan base can control who the starter is on a football team, and they cannot.
Lonzo, do you have experience with people outside of your circle saying negative things about you to a degree that it gets in your head.
There was a time when that bothered me. Now I love it.
Right, right, right. Now you love it. Did you love it when you were 18? 19, 20? No. No.
I had a very small circle, so
You, like me, and like a lot of people, I think most people, although I am not a psychiatrist, nor did I stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night, especially at that age, we can talk all we want about how, oh, that person has no control, right? That person has no control. That person has no authority over you, right? Why would you take criticism from somebody whose opinion of you really doesn't matter? And that's very, very easy to say, especially as we get later in life.
You know, if I recall, and I could be wrong, but if I recall, there's usually a ban at Clemson on social media. So he wouldn't be getting all this from social media. The only place he'd be getting it is if he watched TV or if he listened to the radio or if he listened to the crowd sometimes. And the crowds are also fickle. They'll cheer you one second. They'll boo you the next. You can't let that influence you. And you can blame it on age, but he has people around him who will help him with that. I don't believe he's going anywhere. And I definitely don't believe that the fans have the power to cause him to go somewhere else.
All right, couple of things. Number one, what you are giving is stellar advice to the youth. Stellar advice to the youth. A, easier said than done. And B, don't really matter, right? Like, I constantly give advice to young people who want to. Lonzo, there have been, what, 4, maybe 5 guys since I started working here. 4, maybe 5 guys that have come here to be a part of this and we're, oh, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever it takes and I'm going to be a producer and I'm willing to do this and I'm willing to do that. And 4, maybe 5 guys have sat with me in the Fortress of Nerditude and be like, Rob, can I get some advice? And I'm like, yeah, here's your advice. Right? The hours are going to suck. You're going to be asked to work days you don't want to work. You're going to be told you're not working days that you do. You're not going to crack a mic for a while, right? The job's tough. You're going to get yelled at. You're going to, not that anybody around here yells or screams, but you get the point. You're going to get criticized. You're going to get told stuff's your fault that's not your fault. It all comes with the territory. If you wade through the crap for the first X amount of time, then you'll have a crack to do what I'm doing and be where I am. Right? And how many of those guys, despite my constant advice about how to succeed in this business, have since washed out?
It's because I ran them off.
Right.
Yeah, because.
Right. Because you know, in this analogy, you're the fan base. And I'm like, dude, you cannot listen to that. You're going to get criticized. You're going to be told stuff's your fault that's not. You can't listen to it. You got to put it in the back of your noggin, remember it, and move on. And if you do that, you'll be successful. And they've all washed. It's very easy to give advice. Damn good advice. It's not always hard to take it, right? I think DJ Uiagalelei has a fan base telling him constantly he's not the guy. It is his fault. It's on him. Eats in him. And I think that's because as a Ute getting recruited, he got told, you're going to be the king. You're going to wear the crown. You're going to sit on the throne. You are the future of QBU. And then when things went wrong and the folks in the street started saying he's a bad king, DJ is going Mad King instead of Robert Baratheon. That's a deep nerd reference, son.
All right, so it's been a while since ACC Media Days and you sat across from DJ. It seems to me that you've asked him questions about the crowd and maybe I could be wrong. And it seemed like he handled it pretty well. I think he's being painted as mentally weak. And without knowing the guy, I can't say that. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to be right here. I know a lot of Clemson fans want him gone, but you know, not all of them. Some of them want him to stay.
Tell you what, Clemson fans, right now, call us, text us. Do you want? I'm not asking if you want him to go. I want to hear from Clemson fans who want DJ to stay. Get at me. If you think it is good for Clemson and good for DJ Uiagalelei to stay on campus one more year, I want you to hit me up right now. Text 71307. Start your text with fan, F-A-N, fan, F-A-N. I am not looking for you, Gamecock fan, who's banging out your hilarious ha-ha. I'm a Gamecock, and I want him to stay one more time because I know it's coming. I am looking for a Clemson fan who thinks it would be good for Clemson and good for DJ Uiagalelei to stick around for one more year in the orange and purple. Hit me up right now. Let Lonzo know if he's accurate or not. And there are some of you. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
I will say the first I heard about this possible transfer.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, looking for Clemson fans who think it's a good idea for DJ to stick around another year. Whether it is for the good of the university, the good of DJ, do you want him back for another year? I'm trying my best to not do what Lonzo accuses of me of doing and shaping the question a particular way.
Well, the thing is, if we were a Clemson show, it would be easier to get response, but we're not.
Right.
Some other shows, you know, like that, they're getting a response.
So my question here is, Clemson fans, are there any of you that want DJ back for another year? And my answer, my thought here is we are not going to get a yes. I think the most, the closest you're going to get to an answer to the affirmative is this one from a texter that says, I can't answer your question. I will answer simply with, I want to win. End quote. That's the best you're going to get. And I think it's the most positive you're going to get. I don't think we're going to get a Clemson fan who goes, I want DJ back.
So Clemson hasn't won this year? They're like 0-10?
No, but this is exactly my point, right? You're making exactly my point. I agree. Like, that's what we're getting from the texter. But it's exactly my point, which is the baseline minimum expectation for the Clemson Tigers is a playoff spot. That's the minimum expectation. That's a baseline of acceptability for this program right now, which is fine. They've been there a very long time. But a playoff spot is a baseline expectation. And
yeah, but is it realistic? I don't know that it's that realistic.
No, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
But what is realistic is inconsequential. What is realistic is inconsequential. The only thing that matters is what is our baseline and are we reaching it? And if they're not, they're going to. Now, it hasn't always been that way. When I was broadcasting
it hasn't always been that way. You're right.
When I was broadcasting down in Florida for many, many years, the baseline expectation for the Seminoles of Florida State was the same. It was a BCS appearance. It was an ACC championship game. And if they didn't meet it, people started calling for the head of whoever was in charge to the degree that they started calling for the job of Bobby Bleeping Bowden. When it got to the point that he just was not capable of winning the conference anymore, when the conference got younger, when football got faster, and Bobby wasn't capable of doing it anymore, there were FSU fans who started calling for the head of Bobby Bowden because ACC titles were the bare minimum expectation for them, right? Clemson right now, and by the way, the better the conference got, the more difficult it was to expect an ACC title every year. The better to, and when Miami joined out of the Big East and when Clemson found Dabo and started moving in the right direction, an ACC title every year became unrealistic. They called for and ultimately forced Bobby Bowden out. They got Willie Taggart. They fired him after a year and a half in the middle of the season because they weren't getting what they wanted, right? And look at where Florida State is now. I don't want to see that happen to Clemson. And that is why, and I'm not alone in this. You know who also said that these expectations are ridiculous? Dabo freaking Sweeney did earlier this week. Told you about that yesterday. Dabo said, if you expect a playoff spot as a minimum expectation, you're going to have a lot of turnover in this program because it's a ridiculous expectation. I'm not arguing it's ridiculous. I agree with Dabo Swinney. What I'm saying is the expectation is the expectation, and one of two things is to happen. They either have to make that the expectation within the program, or they're going to tick off the fan base a bit, but I can say all of this with certainty. With all due respect to the guy, because he's a nice guy, I like him, he was very kind and gracious to me, looked me in my eyes and shook my hand the two times I interviewed him, even after I criticized him to his face on air, I like DJ. But he is not a playoff caliber quarterback. And if the expectation for the fan base is playoff, DJ ain't the guy, whether it's Streeter or Scott or Dabo himself calling the place.
All right, really quick, Dabo's statement is now dated because now if you win the ACC championship, you're going to be in the playoff.
Oh, starting in 2024.
Yes. So yeah, in just a year or so, you win the ACC championship. So now your goal should be to win the ACC championship, because if you do, and you have you're going dancing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree. That'd be a big help. That'd be a big help. All right, real quick, couple of texts before we move on. Bo texted in. Bo said, do I want DJ back? Hell no. Vezina or Klubnik will give them a way higher ceiling. We know how far DJ can take us. End quote.
Should I get the ball back and start handing things off again? Because that's all you're going to get.
Texter says, man, we are a spoiled fan base. And finally, Texter said, Dabo wouldn't recruit Lonzo. Lonzo has too much hate in his heart. Blackheart over there. I am Rob Brown. We got an hour left. We'll finish up this discussion on the other side of the break. We'll get a little World Cup talk in and more on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.